welcome you to the conference, Wind and Fire Conference 2025. You're welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. The theme of this year's conference is come and what? In other words, in our local language, you say come and chop. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we have come, and truly, truly, the Lord will feed us. Amen. And we shall be satisfied. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Read from verse 1 to verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech, the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David, and said unto him, why art thou alone, and no man with thee? And David said unto Ahimelech, the priest, the king had commanded me a business, and has said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee, and I have appointed my servant to such and such a place. Now therefore, what is under thy hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, or what there is present. And the priest answered David and said, there is no common bread under my hand, but there is hallowed bread. If the young men have kept themselves, at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common. Yea, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel. Praise the Lord. The word bread in the Bible talks about food that we know. And sometimes the Bible uses the word meat. So when you read your Bible, you come across the word meat. It's not talking about beef, but it's talking about what? Food. And at another time, it uses the word milk. It also refers to food. Food is good for our healthy living. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the kind of food you eat determines how healthy you will be. As we have gathered for this conference, for these 5 days, it is important for us to let you know the kind of food we'll be serving you with. The kind of food we'll be serving you with. Man is a tripartite being, that we know. Man is a spirit. It has a soul, and it lives in the body. So when man fell in the Garden of Eden, it was the spirit of man that was terribly affected. Even though all his system, and as well as the soul, and as well as the body, also was affected. But the spirit that connects us to God. As a result of the fall, man was disconnected from God. The man died, so to say, spiritually died. He cannot relate with God anymore because he had been completely separated from God. The soul is the seat of intellect, the will, the affection. That's where we have reasoning. We can go to school, we can calculate, and we can reason. That's the soul. And with the body, we relate and interact with our environment. And so we eat food, physical food, maybe rice, beans, garri, whatever, to take care of this physical body. Because it's good. It builds up the blocks. That builds up the tissues of the body and makes us strong and healthy and energizes us and strengthens our immune system to be able to resist any attack of sickness. But when the body is down as a result of malnutrition or whatever, the body is being affected. But at redemption, at salvation of the soul of man, the spirit of man was restored to God. When a man repents of his sin and reconciled with God, his spirit that was separated from God is now restored and regenerated and come alive. He can now hear from God and he can now speak to God. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. He's being recreated. All things has passed away. Behold, all things becomes what? New. Praise the name of the Lord. Man being a spirit, like I said before, and has a soul and it lives in a body. What you feed your spirit man with will determine how far you will go in life. What you feed your spirit man with determines how far you can go in life. Food is good, like I said. It builds us our body. In Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's read from verse 2 to 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. In the wilderness. In the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart. You know, sometimes when we are experiencing some challenges, difficulties in life, the scripture tells us that God allows it in order to prove and to know what is in our heart. It says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. He did that to do what? To humble thee, to make you to be humble. Man naturally is a proud being, very pompous. To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by what? Man does not live by bread alone. Why? Because man is not just only flesh. Hello? But man is what? A spirit. So spirit does not eat rice, gari, whatever. But spirit has food. And the spirit is the real man, is the real person. And you know, in the physical, when we do not eat and we starve ourselves, we'll be lean. And we'll become vulnerable to any little thing that flies in the air. As per sickness or ailment. So he said, to make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word, every word. So man lives by the word of God, the ancient word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord, doth man live. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. So man is a spirit, and what keeps him going is the word of God, because that is the food of the spirit. Our topic tonight, as it is in your program, says the common what? Bread. I would like to explain or to define. I'm sure we all know, but to help us have understanding, a background knowledge of where we are going tonight. The word common simply means something that is what? Cheap. Something that is what? I'm not feeling you tonight. Cheap. Inferior. Of low standard, of low quality, something that is worthless, something to write nothing about, something that is almost useless, that is not good. That word, common. Common. Cheap, inferior, of low standard. Praise the name of the Lord. A man is what he is by what he eats. By what he eats. Some foods are good. Some are bad. Your life and character is a reflection or a revelation of the kind of food you eat. Spiritually speaking, if your spirit man feeds on the word of God, it will show, it will reflect. Your character will tell. Some marriages are not standing today because of the kind of food they eat, where they worship. Some time ago, one of our brothers here went and bought food somewhere and ate. He almost lost his life. He almost died. Bet for God, he would have been dead and would have been buried. Why? It was a bad food. Food that was not good for his system. His organ was shut down. His internal organ was shut down. But thank God for the intervention of the doctors that swing into action. He could not pass urine anymore. Oh, yes. His kidney was packed up as a result of the food he ate. And so he was using the, you know, he passed his urine through the aid of catheter. But thank God, he's back on his feet. He's okay, sound, healthy, and strong. But it was as a result of what he ate. And so a man is what he is by what he eats. There are places people don't like to go and eat. I'm sure you know that. Huh? There are places people don't like to go to eat. Maybe considering the quality of food that is being served there, the quality of food, they don't like it. They detest it. As a result, they don't like going to that restaurant or that hotel to go and eat. Maybe because the quality of food there is so poor, they don't like it. Some people also cannot go to some, you know, certain restaurant to eat because they cannot afford the cost. Is that true? Those people who also do not go to some places to go and eat, either because the food was of low quality and that now makes them to go to that place, because of the low price or the price of a plate of food over there. But like I said, there are some restaurants also people cannot go to eat because they cannot afford the cost of food there. The price is high. The price is high. And as a result, they cannot afford it. I want you to look at the necessity of food. Food is necessary. Very, very necessary. Food is is a necessity for our survival. It provides energy, nutrients, and build blocks for the body, enabling growth and repairs and essential functions like breathing and maintaining a healthy immune system. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, before we leave this place of today, day one, like I said at the beginning, we'd like to let you know the kind of food that will serve you here for these 5 days. Psalm 12, verse 6. The book of Psalm, chapter 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are what? Are what? Pure words. All that will be serving you in this 5 days conference is what? Pure words. Pure words. A silver tried in a furnace of earth. Purify. How many times? 7 times. David was running away from Saul. And he ran to Nob. And he met Ahimelech, the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid, seeing David, and said, "Why are you alone?" He said, "The king has sent me urgent errand, and he does not want me to let anybody know what kind of message he has sent me." But let's put that aside. What do you have there? I need 5 loaves of bread And the priest looked at him and said, David, what I have here is what? A common bread. Common bread. There is no hallow bread here. It's only common bread I have. Come on. I only have cheap, inferior, if I'm able to use that word. Come on, bread. But in this conference, we're not going to serve you common bread. I didn't hear your amen very well. We are not going to serve you common bread. God helping us, all that you'll be served in this conference is nothing but what? The hallow bread. The unleavened bread. Bread without yeast. Bread without deceit. Pure words of God. Try in the furnace of fire 7 times. Praise the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statute and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add. Somebody say, you shall not add. You shall not add unto the word which I command you. So the word you are going to hear, all the messages and all the teaching you will hear by the grace of God throughout this conference is undiluted word. Pure word. Not common, but uncommon bread. You shall not add. You shall not add. Because there are many today that are adding to the word of God. They add something else. A mixture. To suit your test. You shall not add unto the word which I command you. Neither shall you do what? Diminish out from it. There are also people today who has removed the old landmark. They've removed from the word of God so that it will suit their standard, their taste. But God said, you shall not add and you shall not do what? Subtract. That you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Praise the name of the Lord. So, by the grace of God, we will not add to the word of God, and we will not subtract from the word of God. We will give you the whole counsel of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So that you arm yourself with it and it will help you to possess the land that God has prepared for you. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 to 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. But it's unfortunate today in some pulpits, the word is no more being preached. The word of God is no more being preached, but God charges us to do what? Preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of what? Season. When it looks convenient and when it does not look what? Convenient. We don't look at people's face. We don't look at people's face. We tell people what God said we should do what? Tell them. If a doctor, a true doctor, who took an oath to save life, look at the face of a patient and not be able to treat that patient, that doctor is not qualified to have the certificate. He needs to be removed. True of us. When somebody has maybe a fracture and pain and everything, they're excruciating pain. And coming for doctor or maybe the orthopedics to treat him or her. And then the doctor now is looking at the face of the person, how the person is fidgeting and crying. And say, okay, sorry. Don't worry. Let me just rub Vaseline. And then, and the doctor goes and rub Vaseline because he doesn't want to touch that part so that this person wouldn't cry, the patient would not cry and scream. And even the wounds, the physical wound, the sores that are there, not being treated, not being cleaned, I'm sure you know what will happen. The wound will decay and develop gangrene, and it may eventually lead to the amputation of that leg or hand. True of us? Just because the doctor was looking at the face of the patients. The Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of what? Season. We don't look at people's face. And today there are many who look at people's face because they are well positioned in the society. Because they have money. They have financial pillars. And they know that this individual is living in adultery. This individual is living in fornication. This individual is a fraudster. And he brings money to the church and brings heavy money, pay tithes. And they looked at that person, they will not preach what? The word. And as a result, they subtract. They dilute. Instead of giving unleavened bread to the thirsty soul, to the hungry soul, they will now do what? They will dilute it to suit that person. So that the person will remain in his iniquity and his wickedness. Out of season, reprove. We do that. And in doing it, we do it with love. And we do it with wisdom. Rebuke. And exhort as well with all longsuffering and doctrine. The word doctrine there speaks of what? Teaching. To teach. Why did he say we should preach the word in season and out of season? When it appears convenient and when it does not appear convenient. Preach it. Because he said, for the time will do what? Will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Just like people, there are people who don't like going to some restaurant to go and eat because the cost of food there is what? So they wouldn't want to go. They can't afford it. Because there's a demand. The demand there is high. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own loss shall they heap to themselves what? Teachers. Having what? Inching ears. They don't want to hear the truth. So they are going for the common bread. Diluted bread. Inferior bread. Bread with yeast. And they shall turn away their ears from what? The truth. That's those people who refuse to go to such restaurants that, serve good foods. Continental dishes and everything and all that. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. There are many places today people go, multitudes of them. All they want to hear is that let the pastors continue to sprinkle theological waters over them, rose waters that makes them smile and laugh and live comfortably in sin and stay in iniquity and stay in divorce. No word comes and pricks their heart and tell them you are living in sin. But they will hear things that make them relax and remain okay in their wickedness. So those places where they will hear the word that will prick their heart, no, they will not want to go. They will not want to go. But he said, but watch thou in all things, endure what? Affliction. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why we need to teach and preach the word, the pure word, the undiluted word, the living bread. Declare it as it is, without mixture. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge. Is this 1 Peter? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification and all that. Let's check 2 Peter chapter 2. Okay. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable what? Heresies. Wrong teachings. Damnable heresies. Even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves what? Swift destruction. Praise the name of the Lord. And many, what? And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be what? Evil spoken of. And that's exactly what is happening. Many are following this pernicious way. But the Bible commands us to preach the pure word, the pure word of God, without mixture. And I pray God will help you to have a heart and a mind that is really willing to accept and to drink in the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. And 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the punishment, the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Hallelujah. I repeat, by the grace of God, we will serve you pure word of God. If that is your heart desire, can your amen show it? I mean undiluted word, hallowed word, unleavened bread, not cheap bread, but bread of his presence. You see, for those who desire to make heaven at their home at last, they desire what? The pure word. Undiluted word. Not bread of deceit. Not bread of deceit, but true bread that gives life, that delivers. But the common bread is for those who go to church, the churchgoers. The common bread is for them. But by the grace of God, there's no double standard in the house of God. We don't serve some people different, and then some other people different kind of food. But it's what? The same food. The same truth. The same righteousness. The same holiness. The common bread is for those who, you know, go to church, but they are not saved. They go to church, but they live in sin. And so they look for where, you know, they will feel comfortable with the kind of life they live. So that when they are telling lies, nothing stops them, nothing disturbs them. That you are living a life of lies. But for God chasers, those who looks after God, who runs after God, like David. That's David says in Psalm 42, he said, as the deer panted after the water brooks, so what? Panted after my heart, after God. Those who are God chasers, they go after what? The uncommon bread. The uncommon bread. Not cheap bread. I'm sure you know, those of you who have lived in Lagos before, there are those bread they call ajegule bread. Am I correct? Huh? Agege bread. All truth is parallel. But God chases those who goes and run after God. They go after the uncommon bread. Real bread that changes one's life. The ancient word that impacts. The one that will prick their hearts and show them how they look like. That reveals everything about them. That pull their ears. God chasers lose common bread. They hate common bread. They don't want to go there. They are not comfortable when they go to places where the true word, the sound word, is not being taught. They're not comfortable. They say, no, my spirit doesn't, no, this place is not for me. It's not for me. It's the common bread. The common bread, which is virtually almost everywhere today. The common bread can make you a champion in Syria. Huh? Hello? I said, the common bread can make you champion where? But not in Israel. Not in Israel. Naaman was a general, a captain, a mighty man of valor. But the Bible says he was what? A leper. In Israel, a leper is ostracized. You don't even come. In fact, they will remove you from your family. You'll be quarantined. That's in Israel. No leper draws near to other people. In fact, sometimes they have something like bell around them. As they are going, it's ringing. And what is sending, the signal is sending, unclean, 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 so that anybody coming toward that direction finds his way and run away. That's in Israel. But in Syria, you can be a leper and yet you're a general. You can be a leper and yet you're a commander. You can be a leper and yet you're a captain. But not in Israel of God. So common bread can make you a champion in Syria, make you a champion in Egypt, but not in Israel. common bread can make you a celebrity in Syria, but not in Israel. And that's what's going on today. I see people celebrating. How is your life? What kind of life do you live? How is your home? How's your relationship with others? Are you free from sin? Common bread can make you to sing the Lord's song in a strange land. But I mean, uncommon bread will not allow you to sing the Lord's song. Where? In a strange land. You will not feel free. Remember when the children of Israel were carried captives? And the Babylonians said, come on, sing us one of the songs of what? Zion. And they looked at them and said, what? How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Today you see people singing songs in a strange land because of the common bread they eat. Those who eat uncommon bread, unleavened bread, you know, true bread, hallowed bread, they don't sing the Lord's song in a strange land. It cannot flow. Not at all. You know why? It cannot, because God does not celebrate a man in Egypt or Syria. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 14, Proverbs 14:34. The Bible tells us there that righteousness does what? Exalt a nation. But sin is a reproach. When a man is living in sin, forget where you are, forget the place, the country or nation. As long as you are in sin, forget it. Sin is a reproach. But what celebrates a man, exalts a man, promotes a man is what? Righteousness. Righteousness exalts a man, but sin is a reproach. What kind of food do you like? These places where you go, like I said earlier on, there are homes today that has broken because of the kind of places they go to receive the kind of bread they eat. So-called prophecies. When you go to where they will tell you that, no, your husband is a wizard, your wife is a witch, and trouble have started. You start suspecting that woman, you start suspecting that man. And your attitude and your character and your behavior, everything does what? Change. It's as a result of what you eat. What they fed you with. Those who eat common bread does not see anything wrong. They do not see anything wrong. In sex before marriage. They don't see anything wrong about it. Those who eat common bread, where they go, all they hear is all these things and everything. They dish out common bread. You know the one we call common bread? Gas. Gospel according to Satan. So they don't see anything wrong about sex before marriage. And they say, after all, we will marry. You see them testing themselves as sinners used to test their palm wine before they drink. It doesn't bother them. And today, you see trouble in homes barrenness, you see calamity, divorce. They don't see anything wrong. Those who go and eat and drink common bread, they don't see anything wrong in cheating in examination hall. They don't see anything wrong. Because they have not sat under the place where they have been taught the sound doctrine. The whole counsel. That such thing is evil, is bad. Those who eat common bread do not see anything wrong as being seen as mercenaries, being hired to go and write an exam for another person and collect money. So there are places you can go and sit down and eat comfortably, whereas others cannot sit comfortably in that place to eat. Where do you normally go? What kind of food do you eat, spiritually speaking? Is it the one that builds up your spiritual life? Those who eat common bread, you see them, they are loose, morally loose. Morally loose. There's no resistance in them. As for marrying 2, 3, 4 wives, they don't see anything wrong. Why? Because of the kind of food they do what? They eat. Because of the kind of food they eat. They don't see anything wrong. Those who eat common bread don't see anything wrong in divorce because of the kind of food they eat. A man is what he is by what he eats. They don't see anything wrong in snatching another woman's husband. Those who eat common bread. Because it doesn't prick their heart. They don't see anything wrong. They don't see anything sinful at all. This same David that met this man, when the man asked him the question, I said, I don't have common bread here. I don't have what? Common bread. What I have here is what? Hallowed bread. What I have here is hallowed bread. And this hallowed bread is not meant for every Dick, Tom, and Harry. Fornicator and liars, no. David, if you want this bread, I want to know, these men that are with you, are they free from immorality? David said, yes, of course. So that bread was sanctified. They were qualified to eat that bread. Ahimelech asked that question seriously. When David said, give me 5 loaves of bread, he said, please, David, you know, here, there is no common what? Bread under my hand. What I have here is hallowed bread. If the men with you, if this man, you and the people that follow you, if you have abstained yourself from women, then you are qualified to eat this bread. You are qualified. But if you are not, you are disqualified in taking this bread. So the hallowed bread is for those that have abstained from immorality. Those that are free from sin. Those that are free from iniquity. For we do not serve common what? Bread here. Common bread is a cheap bread. It's an inferior bread. It can damage your health. It can damage your lives, spiritually speaking. He can send your soul to hell. The people that eat common bread, when you see them, it shows they live a shallow life. No depth, no depth. A little thing shakes them and takes them away from God. They don't have root. They are not rooted and grounded in God. Because of the common bread they eat. Because what you feed on reveals the kind of person, your character. But if you are the one that goes after uncommon bread, bread that is not common, bread that is not, you know, choice bread, living bread, the bread of his presence, if you are that type, it will also show your life. It will also show how you do things, how you do business, how you go about marriage, it will show. He will not be the one that goes about and, you know, behaving as though the whole world is in your pocket. Being proud and pompous. No. David, you are asking me to give you this, 5 loaves of bread. Please, I don't have common bread here to offer you. What I have in my hand is what? Hallowed bread. In other words, use it the other way, holy. And the holy bread is for those who are what? Holy. Not contaminated bread. Not contaminated bread, but pure, undiluted, original bread. This opening message for this conference, we've decided to let you know the kind of food that will be served in this place. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17. Proverbs 20, 17. Bread of deceit is what? I want to hear you from your mouth. I want to hear you. Bread of deceit is what? To a man. But afterwards, his mouth shall be filled with what? That's what many people are suffering today. They go to where they hear cheap words. Don't mind those people that always tell you something that will make you feel guilty. Don't mind those people who just tell you this and that. God is a loving God. God is a merciful God. God is a compassionate God. Yes, sir. But did they remind you that this same God that is merciful, compassionate, understanding God is a God that does not compromise his standard? Huh? He's a righteous God. He's a God of principle and a God of protocol. If you buy cost protocol, you pay for it. No matter who you are, his standard he will not lower for you. That's why it is what? Uncommon bread. We don't serve, you know, a kind of double standard something. The other day, a young man, an innocent young man, who loved God with all his heart, Listen to me. He loved God with all his heart. He was so excited. Like many of us was excited tonight as we were coming in for the opening rally. Many were dancing and all that. Huh? But in the process of doing that, the Bible tells us that the ark of God they were carrying and going to the city of David got into a pothole, stumbled, and the ark of God was about falling out from the cart. This lovely young man, zealous, by name Uzzah, the love of God, said, "My God, why? I cannot be here and see the ark of God do what? Fall." He dived the ark of God. As soon as his finger touched the ark, heaven reacted and God brought him down dead. David said, "What?" And the Bible recorded that from that day, David did what? Feared God. And said, "If this is how God is, ark of God, stay where you are. Don't come to my house." God does not lower his standard to any man. Can you see a man who was doing good for God? But God has said in his word, nobody should touch the ark or carry the ark except which people? The priests. Apart from even the priests themselves must not do what? Touch it. They should carry the ark of God with on their shoulder. Well, the rod or the stick that is crossed over it, four of them, one here, one, and they carry it on their shoulder. But they went and put it in the cart. And as the thing trying to fall, Uzzah died. And he paid dearly with his life. God is a righteous God. Yes, we agree. He's a merciful God. He's a compassionate God. He understands that we're in the flesh. You know, we are like fish that is in the water. We cannot deny. Have you heard that message before? Huh? We are like fish that is where? And we cannot deny. I see. That message is what our father used to call GAS. G-A-S, gospel according to Satan. It sends to hell. That is the pernicious way which many has followed. They don't want to hear the truth that will set every record in their life straight. Let's go back to that Proverbs 20, 17. Proverbs 20. Bread of deceit. That's the common bread. Common bread. It's what? Sweet. And I tell you, many will miss heaven at last. Bread of deceit. Where they will tell you all those sweet, sweet, sweet things. Huh? By next year, you have 20 cars. Amen! Have you heard that before? Huh? There's nothing wrong in having cars, though. But how does that save your soul? When you are living in sin. When before you left your house, you left the house where you are, where, to this place tonight or wherever you worship. From the house of your boyfriend. And they are saying, you are here. God will deliver you and buy you 20 cars. He said, amen. When you finish shouting amen and amen with your sin, with your iniquity under your skirt, will you make heaven if you don't repent? Bread of deceit. The devil is just deceiving you. Deceiving you. It's sweet. It's sweet to a man, to a woman, to a lady. But afterwards, his mouth shall be filled with gravels, sand, regret, pain, And many today are really suffering it. If I had known, I didn't know it is going to be this way. Bread of the seed. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 17. 9:17. Proverbs. He repeats it again in this way. Stolen waters. Stolen waters are what? Sweet. And bread eaten in secret is what? It's pleasant. Finish it. Go to the next verse. But he knoweth not. But he knoweth not that the dead are where? In that place. It's sweet, but he did not know that that sweetness sends to where? Hell. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Stolen waters, bread of deceit. It's sweet, but see where he sends people. What kind of bread do you eat? What kind of bread? Is it a common bread or uncommon bread? Is it living bread or unleavened bread? Leavened bread or unleavened bread? Which one? Inferior bread or superior bread? Which kind of bread? Today we have we have different kinds of bread. Am I correct? We have buttered bread, we have sardine bread, we have wheat bread and all that. All truth is parallel, depending on what your body, your system likes and can take. But remember, you are not just flesh, but you are who? Spirit. And the only food recommended by the Creator, to sustain and to build you up is what? The Word of God. The manufacturer's manual is the Word of God. That's the only thing that can build a man up, establishes a man, strengthens a man, equips a man. Look at Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs 20:32. Acts 20:32. Acts of the Apostle. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word. To what? To the what? To the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word of God is able to build you up. The word of God. Don't deceive yourself, God said. Do not be deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will do what? He will reap. What kind of bread do you like? Some like sardine bread, some like buttered bread, some like baguette and all that. What kind of bread do you like? Is it hallowed bread? Or common bread. When we look at your life, it tells us the kind of bread you eat. When you see the way you appear, the way you dress, we know the kind of bread you eat. When we hear you talk with others in conversation, that shows us and tells us the kind of bread you eat. Because the Bible says that the tongue, let me paraphrase it. The tongue is the showcase of what? The heart. Because he put it this way. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? Speak. So the tongue is the showcase. When you speak, what comes out of your mouth reveals what is inside of you. It shows us who you are. It makes us to know the kind of person you are. So what kind of bread do you eat? When we see you go to some places, we know what is pushing you to go there because of the cause, the demand that the word of God is placing on your life. And you cannot afford to pay. You cannot afford to yield. You cannot afford to surrender. And that's why you run to the cheap, lower, and inferior one. What kind of bread do you eat? Common bread? When we look at you, we know. We can tell without blinking an eye that this is the type of bread you eat. And this is the type of bread you like. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, Revelation. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, complete, and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and what? Are dead. There are those in the church that glued to common breasts. They are there. They clap hands, but they are what? Dead. They are dead. Some years ago, I remember I preached a message, the congregation of the living dead. The congregation of the living dead. And I took my test also from this passage. They are in the church, but they are dead. Completely isolated and insulated from God. They don't even hear God. God doesn't speak. God doesn't talk to them because they are completely disconnected. But he said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to do what? To die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Why? Because of the kind of bread you eat. That's why you backbite, you slander. Numbers chapter 21, verse 5. With this, I think we'll come to a close tonight. And the people spake against God. They spake against God. And against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loot this light, what? Bread. There are those who goes after light bread. Light bread, that's worthless bread. Inferior bread. And it makes them to murmur, to complain, to insult God. To walk out on God. To insult God's servants. Because that's what that's what common bread does in the life of a man. It doesn't allow him to see beyond his nose. It doesn't allow him to discern. The common bread blinds their spiritual eyes. I ask you again, what kind of bread do you eat? What kind of bread? But in this conference, throughout these 5 days, you will eat uncommon bread. And that is what we will serve you with. Tonight, we have shown you the menu for these 5 days. The list of food. Before we share grace, when they will be concluding, from your booklet, the least of the food that was served in this place. Check your life. And from what you have heard tonight, I'm sure you'll be able to say, yes, this is the kind of food I've been involved. I want us to pray tonight. I want you to stand up on your feet. You've been sitting for almost an hour or more. But I have been standing. So stand now. Those who know, please stand. Those who know that of a truth, going by what they heard tonight, all they have been eating for these years and months and everything have been common bread and not uncommon bread. And as a result, it shows the kind of life they live. And they are saying, God, I will not leave this conference the way I came. I will not leave this conference. By the end of these 5 days, my life must be a changed one. Uncommon bread will now be my food. You are here tonight, you don't even know Jesus Christ. To start with. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. And all heads bow. You've heard. Are you here tonight? And you want me to pray for you? And you said, Lord, I want this uncommon bread. Never again for this common bread that has not changed my life, that has not affected my life positively, that has not impacted my life. This common bread that has made me taunted for this number of years, no growth. But I want to make up my mind that in this conference, uncommon bread shall be my food and my diet. Where are you? Raise your hands up. I'm going to pray with you. I'm seeing that hand over there. God bless you. Are there more? Quickly. Quickly before we go. Raise your hand up very well. Raise your hand. If you wouldn't mind, come out here. I'm going to pray with you. Come. God bless you. Come. Thank you. Come forward. Come. Come. God bless you. No more common bread in my life. No matter what it's going to cost me, I'm going to eat uncommon bread. Altar is where lives are being altered. Things are changed. Are there people here tonight? Please, the altar is here, it's open. Close your eyes. Don't look at anybody. It's between you and God. God will change your life, transform your life. God bless you, my brother. Where are you? Where are you? It's because of the kind of bread you've been eating that has made you to live the kind of life you have been living. But tonight, you have heard that there is a bread called uncommon bread. Close your eyes and talk to God.